KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. We're wrapping up the year with a discussion of The Snow Child by Awen Ivey and Dinner from Public. Bring a book to swap and a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 9th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. When an apartment complex in Gardner closed because it was condemned for unsafe living conditions, hundreds of its residents were left homeless. A Kansas legislator wants to put more pressure on landlords to maintain their properties.
Hopefully it would be a risk deterrent that we change the math on the decision to not fix things that really need to be fixed.
Coming up, we'll hear how a small change to Kansas law could provide more protection for renters. That's after the news. Boeing officially completed the process to acquire Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems yesterday. KMUW's Tom Schein reports.
The roughly $8 billion deal was first announced in June of 2024. It took 18 months to move non-Boeing work out of Spirit and to get approval from various government agencies. Boeing traces its Wichita roots to the 1920s. It used to own the Spirit facility, but sold it to private investors in 2005. After a recent series of problems in its 737 program, Boeing reacquired Spirit to gain tighter control of its supply chain. Boeing also will take over facilities in Texas, Oklahoma, and Europe. Spirit was Wichita's largest employer with more than 10,000 workers. For KMUW News, I'm Tom Schein.
In order for Wichita to hold a special election on a sales tax proposal, the city council has to vote on a referendum today. That's the deadline for the council to make up its mind on putting a sales tax question before voters in March. Wichita Forward is the group behind the proposal. Its members say a 1% sales tax will generate $850 million over 7 years. That money would be used for public safety and housing investments, a revitalization of Century 2, and a new performing arts center. The Trump administration has proposed a new rule through the Environmental Protection Agency that would deregulate certain Kansas waters. As Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports, ranchers see this as a win.
The proposal would redefine certain terms in the Clean Water Act and remove wetlands and temporary waters from protection. The move is seen as a step backward for environmentalists who say this leaves Kansas wetlands and some waters vulnerable to pollution. But Aaron Papelka, leader of government affairs for the Kansas Livestock Association, says all this proposal does in practice is determine whether you seek approval from federal or state authorities.
If you look at the Clean Water Act, it purposely left things to the states.
With this new proposal, ranchers would deal with less bureaucracy to manage lagoons and stock water. Papelka says they would still comply with regulations at the state level. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Maternal and infant health in Kansas is improving, but a report from the nonprofit organization March of Dimes says there are still racial disparities. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service reports.
Things like preterm births, infant mortality, and adequate prenatal care improved in Kansas. The state scored a C- for preterm births, which is higher than the national grade, a D+. But the report found higher preterm births and inadequate prenatal care for people of color. In an emailed statement, a spokesperson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said they're encouraged by the improvements, but they know there is still work to do. The agency says there are several initiatives aimed at communities disproportionately impacted by maternal health issues. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
Volunteers are planting wildflowers in Kansas City to give next year's World Cup visitors a sense of the region's natural beauty. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports.
The Missouri Department of Conservation and nearly 100 volunteers added native wildflowers and grasses in high-visibility spots like the River Market and around Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadiums. Tim Collins is a volunteer organizer. He hopes the plantings won't just impress tourists.
They're also in high visibility locations so that people that live here go, oh, I like that. Let's do that. and it continues.
Native plants are gaining popularity in the Kansas City metro, and some cities in the area incentivize homeowners to plant them to help absorb stormwater. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Soccer powerhouses Argentina and the Netherlands will play in Kansas City this summer as part of the 2026 World Cup. Argentina features Lionel Messi, who's considered one of the best players in soccer history. They will play Algeria on June 16th in the first match at Arrowhead Stadium. The Netherlands will play Tunisia on June 25th. Other opening round matches in Kansas City include Curaçao against Ecuador on June 20th and Algeria versus Austria on June 27th. Kansas City will also host round of 32 and quarterfinal matches in July. More information is at FIFA.com. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at FidelityBank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Residents of an apartment complex in Gardner, Kansas, were kicked out of their homes earlier this year when the city condemned the property for unsafe living conditions. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, a Kansas lawmaker is proposing a small change to state consumer protection laws to help tenants.
It's been a little more than 6 months since the closure of Aspen Place Apartments left Candace Montgomery homeless. I met her near the complex in Gardner, where temporary fences block off entryways to the property.
The apartment's going this way.
Yeah.
That's the very middle, and I lived in the middle.
Gotcha.
So. Montgomery and her two children lived in Aspen Place for more than 2 years. She says the water to the apartment complex would go out for days. After dozens of warnings to the property owner, the city finally condemned the apartments for unsafe living conditions. But that meant Montgomery and hundreds of other residents had only a few days to move out of their homes. They were thrown out on the streets because their landlord failed to act.
It was all chaos. I mean, my neighbors are on, you know, everywhere, people crying. My elderly neighbors don't know what they were going to do.
Several community members rushed to help the residents. That includes Republican Senator Doug Shane, who represents Gardner in the Kansas legislature.
I tried to help tenants find employment, tried to help them find new apartments.
Shane is now proposing a plan to add the stiffer penalties from the Kansas Consumer Protection Act to the state's landlord and tenant law. That means a tenant or the state attorney general could sue a landlord for up to $10,000 for each violation, like failing to provide running water. Shane says that may put more pressure on landlords to better maintain their properties.
Hopefully it would be a risk deterrent that we change the math on the decision to not fix things that really need to be fixed.
Megan Foreman is the housing coordinator for the Johnson County government. She says adding more consumer protection would help create fairer conditions for renters. But she says Johnson County has identified other gaps in state law that limits what cities and counties can do to enforce housing codes.
You know, there's just really not enough accountability in that system to protect tenants and make sure that housing is safe and quality.
That means a situation like Aspen Place could happen again. In fact, it already has. In August, KSNT reported 70 families were forced to move out of a condemned apartment complex in Topeka for similar reasons.
Families found out they had to move, and fast. The living conditions at the Timberley apartment complex had gotten so bad, HUD pulled its funding. The Topeka Housing Authority started...
When that happens, residents have few options. Former Aspen Place tenants have turned to a class action lawsuit. They are seeking compensation from KDR Realty, the listed owners of the property. Attorneys for the owners did not respond to requests for comment, but in a recent court filing, they asked for the case to be dismissed. Part of their argument is that the owners did not deliberately provide unsafe housing. Nick Blessing is an attorney for Kansas Legal Services. He helped some of those residents get their deposits back. He says the state needs better renter protections because lawsuits take a long time. It could take years before the class action lawsuit is settled, but a landlord can evict someone from their home within a matter of weeks.
It's just another one of these things that gives, that contributes to this imbalance of power in favor of the landlord.
Meanwhile, back in Gardner, Candace Montgomery struggled to find a new home and spent thousands on hotels. She now lives with her brother in Topeka, and her children stay with friends in Gardner so they can continue to go to school.
The whole summer was hell for me. The summer, I was homeless the entire summer. My children were not, luckily, because of their friends' families.
Kansas lawmakers from both parties might consider changes in the upcoming legislative session to help protect renters, like sealing eviction notices until a judgment is made and beefing up city authority for rental inspections. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Gardner.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.